There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You have us for the next hour. Now, friends, we were just talking about how we need to deal with these political operatives that call themselves our representatives. And without further ado, I just want to introduce to you Tim Brown, editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, who just took some time.
The Tim Brown?
The Tim Brown. Just today,
yes,
to go confront some of his political, actually, let me say it this way, his political opposition through our supposed representation.
Oh, brother Tim. This ought to be exciting.
Are you there, Tim?
I'm here.
Okay, so Tim, what happened in North Carolina with brother, what's that guy's name?
Oh, actually, it's South Carolina.
Oh, case, South. So. Well, what's the difference? North, Grant. South, East, West. You got like an East Carolina and West Carolina as well?
We're a little jet laggy.
Yeah.
No, just North and South. Just North and South. We, me and a few of the kids went down to his office here in Rock Hill. And
whose office?
We were down there for a little while.
Lindsey Graham.
With a couple of pictures and a video, and was able to speak on that. I should have something maybe tonight where people can view that and listen to my speech. It was kind of interesting. People were walking all on the other side of the road, and it was very funny. I got to one part where I was referencing the Mayflower Compact, and these older people, we were doing it. His office is directly in front of a church, and they were walking across there, and all of a sudden they just stopped, and they were listening, and taking pictures. It was kind of funny. So
surely the church
was. Who knows how God will use that? I don't know.
Tim. Surely the church was protesting Mr. Lindsey Graham, correct?
No, they're not doing that at all.
Oh, what are they doing? Are they just kind of like hanging out, sleeping while the enemy soul stares?
No, I'm pretty sure that there's a large majority that's supporting Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. He just won re-election. And even though there were, I think, 10 counties within the state that censured him prior to the election, because of some of the things he's been doing. Now, don't get me wrong. I addressed in the talk, I'm like, you know what? I want to pat you on the back where you did right, where you followed your oath, but you're the guy who asked for the votes. You're the guy who wanted the office. You're the guy who took the oath. Nobody put a gun to your head and make you do it. But when you go in there, and we're not expecting perfection out of the person, but we are expecting you to be morally upright and stay within the limits of authority that you've been given in that area. And sadly, he's not done that, and many of our representatives have not stayed within that limit that they've been given. And so these
Hang on a second. Okay, so we're not expecting perfection from them that represent we the people. Well, then it's going to be a lack of perfection as to what we get. And I want to say this because the law is perfect. It already states what it states. They don't have to be perfect. They just need to abide by magnifying the same laws that many died magnifying to give us to remain free. So I just want to say that to pat somebody on the back because, well, you know, I want to praise them where they're doing right. We're talking about grown-ups here. We're not talking about little kids. We're talking about...
I agree. Mine was... to put in perspective and to be fair with him in dealing and saying, you know how to do what's right. You've done right here.
Yeah.
But now you've went beyond that, and you've gotten yourself into areas where you shouldn't be going in. And one of those areas that I was pointing out concerning some of the funding and things of the guys over in the Middle East calling themselves the Islamic State Well, Graham was one of those guys who wanted to fund, train, and arm them.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's trying to test the waters about a 2016 presidential run and say, I've got answers for these things. No, you've been part of the problem by funding our enemies.
That's right.
So, anyway, this
funding
is...
People
can say, well, this is all more talk. Well, I was talking with David Zuniga, who is the founder of American...
Can I ask you something, Tim? I just, in all seriousness, I'm just thinking about what you just said. We're dealing with a bunch of fraternizers. I mean, are these the people that dodge? Are these the draft dodgers from the 60s?
I don't know that Graham is. I know he was in. I believe he was a JAG. So I know he was in the service, but I don't know. I don't think he's a Vietnam guy.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. Who's he working for? Because when I read Article 2, Section 4, aiding and abiding, that's called treason, and treason has consequences in this country. And,
I agree. And
so here we are talking about another politician doing what he does. I'm just kind of curious to know, what was the response to the things that you were saying?
Well, the people who were walking by and they would stop, they were on the other side of the road. Nobody actually stopped and talked to us. So it was me and the kids. I mean, we asked people to come out and give us their support and stuff. And a lot of people say stuff online, but nobody wants to come out and do what needs to be done.
That's
so
another point. I have to say, Tim, that's a great point, too, is so many people, in fact, we just experienced this being out in California,
They
say, hey, we'll see you out there, or hey, we'll support what you guys do. And when the rubber meets the road, or when it comes time to get into a school or to do an event, unless you hold their hand, in most cases, walk them through and almost do their job for them.
Literally,
it's not going to get done, because people will go so far and no further. They'll say, yeah, hey, I appreciate it. No, boy, we really support what you do, and we're glad you're out there. But when it comes time for them to make action and bring forth some sort of resolve and result and actually show up at an event or actually call someone and get the job done, there are very far and few between people who actually do that.
Well, they're glad that you're out there, so they don't have to be.
That's exactly right.
You're exactly right, Tim.
So this is, and just so people understand, they may say, well, that's a lot more talk and this, that, and the other, but I was talking with David, and he said this is a first step that must be taken. It's part of a legal thing that we go to. He says, since we're a nation of laws, there's a process that has to be done.
Right.
So we put these representatives on notice. We give them a chance to come alongside and set these things in about the law and take back what is ours. And if they don't do that, they go on the bad guys list, and that's who we start targeting for criminal indictment with the indictment engine.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
And we're going to do it at the state level because we know the federal system is just corrupt. So we're going to do it at the state level via state law, and that's where we're targeting. It's going to take some time to do it. We're set on course this year to target all members of Congress with this. This is round two. We're doing it the last Saturday of every month. So anybody who's interested in doing it can do it in their particular area of the country for a particular representative or senator.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, Tim? You know, when I got out to Bakersfield, California, when I was hearing much of this gloom and doom talk amongst some of the constituents that were there, I just said to him, I said, isn't it interesting that there was a Joshua and there was a Caleb in Numbers 13 and 14?
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back, because the Lord told them to go see and go spy out the land, they brought good fruit bad back, and they told the people, God's kids, that, listen, we're well able to overcome. But yet the people wanted to pick up rocks and stone them. I mean, is that what's happening here in America today, or what's going on?
Yeah, well, Joshua and Caleb also told those guys, he said, they're cake in our hand. They're a piece of bread.
Amen. Tim Brown, sonsoflibertymedia.com editor. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break and start kicking it off.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wait until they get a load of us. you know what's interesting? Just to kind of high five and to get on track with Tim.
Yeah.
Who we just had on during the last segment. I was just talking to a guy that was out at one of our tea parties in Escondido. Escondido! And when we were out in Escondido,
wow,
it's sugar.
I was just going to ask if you had some sugar during the break.
Tim actually said, did you have a little coffee with your sugar? I think it's, folks, we got back at 5:11 this morning.
Yeah, oh yeah.
From California all the way to the state of Minnesota into freezing cold.
So keep in mind, you know, we were up until midnight because our flight left at 11:45. Actually, it was a little
early.
We had
to drive around for 7 hours trying to figure out what to do, but we found something to do.
We were very productive. But the thing is, and then you go on the airplane, of course, it's 3 hours, but you sleep for, you know, what, two? And then you get you got to wake up.
Well, we get kicked out of our hotel at noon, and then, you know, isn't it interesting how they just kind of give you these late check-ins and you get checked in whenever they want to check in, and well, when it's time to go, get out. I mean, they may as well just say it, right? It's like, gee whiz.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, we are.
I'm gonna go back to Escondido.
Yes, Escondido. Okay, this is where we are
now.
When
we were in Escondido, I had a guy who is an editor for a magazine come up to me, and he said, "Bradley, I'd very much like to do an article on you in my magazine." It has nothing to do with who we are, and I'm sorry, nothing to do with what they do, but it has everything to do with what we do.
Right.
And it's, I think it's like a luxury magazine.
The magazine, I looked at it myself.
I mean, we're going to be like a, you know.
Definitely, that's up our
speckled
alley.
Bird in their articles,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, you know. But it's definitely one of those kind of luxury magazines where even just the feel of it's like, wow, this is some expensive
nice
stuff, to put
right,
together.
Right, right. Yeah,
yeah,
that really has nothing to do with what I'm saying here. I'm talking about
But the point is, the magazine has nothing to do with us, and the magazine is for us to go out and do what we're called to do. So
right,
we can take that which is lost. We're not going to.
No,
Mexico,
he's getting the gospel. Is what he's doing.
That's right.
And
so
good for him. Right.
Yep.
So I spent some time with him on the phone yesterday driving around Planet California and 7 million people. And interestingly enough, he said to me, he goes, "Bradley, I just don't understand." He goes, "A lot of these groups, they get together. They post something on their Facebook." He said, "They have all these members." He said, "For the next 30 days, you know, they get together." And he said, "But I don't see them do anything." And this is a heathen guy.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't understand why they even have the meetings if they're not going to do anything to get the job done.
Yeah.
And the enemy knows this.
Yeah.
The enemy totally knows this, friends. And interestingly enough, I have a heathen telling me there's no sense in having these meetings if people aren't going to actually go through with what needs to be done.
Right. You have to put feet to your words. You can't just, you know, feel good about
yourself. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah, like you're doing yourself and the Lord a service by showing up at a meeting once a month. What are you doing for the next, you know, 29 days in between?
Even in the last tea party we did, friends, there was the speaker that got up, great guy, and he says, we got 800 people that are our friends, that are basically members or affiliates with our tea party. And it's like, okay, where are those 800 people? And just think if those 800 people got together in one day and went and dealt with the issues concerning what's going on in their community and their civil government, it'd be all over with.
Yeah, I have to bring a point that you brought up in the last tea party that we did there in Bakersfield. You said, you know, people are so busy with their entertainment, you know, they're too busy. They'd rather watch, you know, a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. You said, can we imagine if we would empty out those stadiums? Just imagine all the people that showed up for the Super Bowl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you emptied out everyone in that stadium and go planted them right in front of the White House, right on the state capitol, and say, we demand justice. You know, your crimes will not pass. Can you imagine the outcry?
It
would make all the difference in the world. We could change our country in a month. I mean, not even that long.
Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, and let it happen into the camps of our enemies. But God is looking for the faithful among men to get the job done.
And I have to say this, too. If you look at Tim, who was just on our radio show, you know, the senior editor for the Sons of Liberty Media, he said he was out there with his kids, with his family.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah, exactly, and so are we. And you're talking about Joshua and Caleb. You're talking about that small minority, and the Lord never used a majority to prevail. He always uses that small minority, that man, that woman of God who is willing to bring it forth, that Elijah, that David, that Ruth, that Esther, that Deborah, you name it. He is looking for someone who is willing to go out there and bring forth the truth. And you know what? He shows up strong on their behalf.
But God
does not need to use a bunch of people.
Right, right. But one of the things that we talked about at this particular Tea Party, too, to answer that, was the fact that the American people don't know what leadership looks like.
Right.
They think that the leader's going to come about and tell them whatever they want to hear. Hey, friends, let me tell you this, just firsthand, a little inside information. Here's the scoop, okay? It's not gossip, it's just a fact. We got together with one of the major leaders for one of the tea parties, and it was out of Atlanta area, and we were called and asked if we'd go meet with them, and we did, and I see the prospects of opportunity and taking advantage of the opportunity that God has given unto us, because if the church would look at the Tea Party, I'll tell you what, in many cases, they're the real people that the Lord is seeking and desiring to seek and save that which is lost, because they are the lost sheep of America.
Right.
And they're looking for leadership, and they're willing to follow the King of Kings, but they need to see him first and foremost through a manifestation of his Holy Ghost. And interestingly enough, I sat out there, and we were sitting around this table. And they were talking about, you know, you guys can speak here and do this, and we can do this at a national level, and there'll be, you know, tens of thousands of people there and all this other stuff. And all of a sudden they looked over at me, but the moral issues. Wait, isn't that what you're complaining about as to what's going on in your country right now? You don't want anybody out there preaching against the moral issues when that's why you are having the immoral problems?
You know, that's like saying,
I mean, that, how ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like saying, we just want you to chop off the branches on the tree that are going
to
grow back the same.
Don't lay the axe to the root of the tree.
Don't you actually get to the root of the problems, so the whole tree will be a new fruit and make a difference? Just get to those branches. Don't actually deal with the heart of the issue, which is the moral issue.
And I looked at him, and I said, well, what is your purpose then?
Yep.
I thought America was looking for leadership. And I want you to understand something here, guys, that a leader is not there to be the leader of consensus. He's there to be the molder of consensus. And I also want you to understand that that leader is not self-ordained. He's God-ordained. And see, they don't want anything to do with God. And then they wonder why they're in the position that they're in today. I mean, friends, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And you're doing it lawfully, not unlawfully or illegally, the way that the enemies of America are. You have God and the law on your side, and either you're going to trust him and expect his results, or you're not. There is no in-between. It's either one or the other. And it was Jesus that said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But I want to get over this. Did you want to hit something there?
No.
Okay. I want to get over this because we've talked about this in the not too far past. And I want to hit it again because we were talking about polling, and then I went through the characteristics of three candidates for a world leader, and we can see that the people fell for the fact that Adolf Hitler was their man, and it was Adolf Hitler who said that it's a good thing for people in power that people don't think. Well, I want you to think in a way that you haven't thought before, because going over to a guy by the name of, again, Winston Churchill, he was the guy that said this, and it's true. A lie gets halfway across or around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. That's because of the state-controlled media. As a matter of fact, let me set the premise really quick, and then I'm going to highlight some of these men of the year, tyrants of the year, that Time magazine has put up, because they love to put themselves up. But I want you to understand, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Here's the premise. In 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the congressional record. He found that J.P. Morgan, this is in 1917, a banker and a steel tycoon, who was also Time's Man of the Year, you need to keep that in mind, February 29th, 1929, hired 12 high-ranking news managers and reporters, 12 of them, and asked them to determine America's most influential newspapers. J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the daily press of the United States. And what they found is the 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. So an agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor of their choice was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy, not the law. Their policy, friends. Do keep that in mind. Today there's over 1,500 newspapers, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, and 2,400 publishers. All of these are owned and operated by only six corporations. Going back to the first hour, keep in mind, Jeb Bush is at the top of the polls. I submit to you and lay to your candor with a question mark, where are they taking the polls? What demographic? Folks, they're all contrived to, again, use the methodology and the tactic to cause you to believe that there's a lot more of them when in fact there really isn't. But how do they prop themselves up? How do they do this? Because oftentimes we see that people who are in front of the faces of people, mainly throughout the state-controlled media, are just and upright. However, when you pull the curtain back, you find out that the opposite is exactly the truth. Again, you find out that the opposite is the truth. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight some of these people that the state-controlled media puts up as the good guy when in fact they're completely the opposite. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bit Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about how we're told, again, to the state-controlled media, who has less than a 21% approval rating, friends, that Jeb Bush is on top with 14% of the votes for the candidacy of the GOP.
Oh, my goodness.
Friends, I've done homework on both sides. I want you to understand that the right was worse than the left. See, because the left, they're under this illusion that they can do what they want, when they want, how they want. Right? The right, they try to put up these false pretenses so you believe that they're the good guy, but when you pull the curtain back on them, you'll find that they are corrupt to the core in every sense of the word. If it's not incest, if it's not pedophilia, if it's not wife abuse, if it's not drugs, folks, look at this, Mitch McConnell. What was it, 3-4 months ago? His in-laws were busted shipping 90 pounds of cocaine. Speaking of Mitch McConnell, I seen that clown, and the joke's on you, America, I seen that clown at the RNC, and a clown he is. This guy's walking around like everybody and their dog wants to talk to him, like he's some demigod, when in fact, folks, he's not at all. And again, what you tolerate, don't complain about it. But going back again to Mitch McConnell, I mean, the guy was walking through the RNC.
Yeah.
Well, like he was Elvis getting off stage or something.
Like,
it's like, dude,
all that,
you know,
we
understand that at the RNC you were all dressed up like you were going to an Elvis Presley concert. And I understand that you probably all realize that he died in August of 1977. But I think Mitch McConnell forgot about that, and he thought he was Elvis.
Right.
Reincarnated.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I mean, what a joke.
Yeah, and the thing is if your heart is really to serve the people, it's not going to be about you being a rock star. It's
going to
be about you getting the job done.
You weren't there, I'm sorry. Sam, you were with me. My little boy was with me when we did the prayer at the state capitol in the state of Minnesota. I remember individuals that were very down to earth and very cool that were running for representation in the state of Minnesota. And the day that they won, they completely turned It was like, that's not the same guy that I knew yesterday. Yes, Sam?
When I was there with you, they were like, you know, acting like they were my grandpa or something. They were just cool as can be. And then hell happened right after you were done with that prayer.
Yeah, but honey, that's not what I was talking about. That's okay. I mean, if you think they were your grandpa, that was cool.
Well, but yeah. His point is they were so cool. You're talking about a different guy who was very cool until he got in office.
Right.
Sam's talking about the fact that when you did the prayer at the Capitol, you know, it's the same thing you're talking about in the Capitol.
Yep.
These guys were so cool to you, but yet, look what happened after the prayer. They all turned. So
that's exactly
he's making the point of what he saw there, too, from his observation.
Well, of course they're going to be cool to my kid.
Yeah.
You know, and oh, we love you, Bradley, and we're so glad you're here. And I heard that they were just drooling over me, right?
Yeah.
Until I dropped the J word.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what, folks? I was actually sent to do that because they wouldn't do that.
That's right.
And I just had I guess the Lord just had to remind them.
Yeah, it was good until he brought up Jesus the Christ.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost,
the
Holy Spirit will not be straightened. Though men might like to try to do that, it's just not going to work. You have no control over him, and he will get his message across one way or another, even if he has to use a donkey.
That's right.
And I'm not equating myself to a donkey.
Well, the point
I'm
is...
I'm just saying that he will use a donkey because in the Bible he used the donkey to rebuke the prophet that was too stupid to listen.
That's right.
Yeah.
So God uses anyone that he chooses to use, but he can only use those who choose to open up their mouth in obedience unto him and put feet to their prayers.
Absolutely. So again, friends, Jesus said... He said unto them, you are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts, for you, he said, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16:15, right? Well, Bradley, he was talking to the religious Pharisees. Yeah, the religious hypocrites. So am I. Because every one of these people on the right side of the aisle profess their Christianity, right? Just at a tea party. Did you see when I asked those people, are you guys all Christians in here? How many in here are Christians? They all raise their hands.
Yep.
Every single one of them.
Yep.
They always do. Well, then what you doing about it? You know, you love God so much that you disobey his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is in him. Is not in him. Hello. I mean, it's all there, right? But let's get over this just for the sake of time. Just to show you that an abomination they are. And speaking of the polls with Jeb Bush, how they're putting him up as he is the lead candidate. No, it's all bought and paid for, friends. And don't fall for the fact that they're the only ones, because keep in mind the state-controlled media right now, during the present, friends, are being busted again for lying to you, the American people, through the Brian Williams and the such. By the way, did you know that also? Three news anchors within 24 hours died mysteriously.
Yes.
Oh, just out of nowhere, right after Brian Williams was popped.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what they had, you know, what they wanted to share with the American people.
It's so blatantly obvious.
It's
just,
so obvious. And what are the odds of something like that happening? Yeah. Oh, Bradley, it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah, they all decided.
But these are the same people.
Lies or
these are the same
accidents.
People that believe we've been to the moon too, right?
Yeah. Well, let's not go there. That's a different show.
Time magazine labeled the following people Man of the Year. This is the state-controlled media. These are the people that they put up. But keep in mind, Jesus are the Jesus and God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. These are they that were put down as an abomination in the sight of God. Okay? Here's a little history. Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. 2,405,000 of whom were American soldiers. Oh, I'm sorry, from World War II. 405,399 of whom were American soldiers and 12 million of whom were exterminated through the Holocaust and dissidents. Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. Oh, and don't forget, friends, as I started out naming Mr. J.P. Morgan, who's a steel tycoon, he was also the Man of the Year. Keep in mind, he was the man that wanted to buy the policy of the Daily Press of the United States so it could control the information that you get. They made him Time's Man of the Year, February 29th, 1929. Going on, Stalin said, America's like a healthy body and its resistance is threefold. Its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. But Time magazine labeled Joseph Stalin Time's Man of the Year in 1939. That wasn't good enough. And also in 1942. Friends, here's the fruit of this man that was Time's Man of the Year. He was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 million of his own citizens. But in America, he's the man of the year, and it was the president, namely Franklin Roosevelt, who referred to Stalin as kind Uncle Joe back in the 30s. And the American people thought he was. Time's man of the year. Nikita Khrushchev was declared Time's man of the year in 1957. Nikita Khrushchev was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Joseph Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition through totalitarian methods, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous he had to be removed by his subordinates. Nikita Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." Do you hear what he said?
It's all true.
And the only way that that can happen is when the American people lack gratitude concerning the price paid for their freedoms.
Yeah, and become immoral. In fact, I'm going to be writing an article next week about this. As you're mentioning, we were going through Hollywood, California. And, you know, John Adams said our Constitution was made for immoral and religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. When we were looking at the different various billboards and things that they had advertised driving through California,
sick.
The titles were things such as Vice, American Crime, two best friends decide to have a baby and then he meets the love of his life, one big happy family, Secrets and Lies, Killing Jesus.
Yep.
When you look at all this immorality, no one has to come out, a foreign enemy doesn't have to come out and destroy. We're destroying ourselves.
That's right.
Through our immorality that we are allowing, that we are pushing, promulgating, promoting, advertising like it's the best thing in the world.
Immorality is the incarnate, I'm sorry, man's fallen nature, the carnal nature at war with God.
Exactly.
That's really what it is. And it's a war that America, you will not win.
That's right. And you can see it blatantly on display. I just want to bring up that fact that that immorality of destroying ourselves and the destruction of America, America is like the new Sodom and Gomorrah. We need to understand that. And God will not, if he didn't stand fast and not judge Sodom and Gomorrah, he will definitely have to judge America for all.
Well, he did judge Sodom
and
Gomorrah.
Yeah, right. But my point is, he did not withstay his judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. He's definitely not going to withstay his judgment upon America. If he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, he's judging us because we are just as guilty of the same crimes.
What did Billy Graham's wife say?
Ruth Graham said that if God does not judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Time's Men of the Year, Richard Nixon. He was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971, and we all know Nixon was impeached he was to be impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal. And people do need to understand that the Watergate scandal was diversion due to the fact that it was about politicians that were caught up in a pedophile ring that were about to be popped open for the American people to understand what was going on inside of federal government. Through the state-controlled media, there was diversion. And they got you on the topic of, well, believing what it had nothing to do with. As they say, they're always going to get you talking about things that don't matter because they got you on the wrong topics. And that's exactly what they did there. Going on, Henry Kissinger was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. As they say, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to give you the right answers. That's exactly what the Watergate scandal was all about. Henry Kissinger was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. Kissinger is a known globalist in support of the New World Order. He's quoted as saying military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. So for all those Americans that have someone that served in our military, do understand he's sitting right next to Barack Hussein Obama. Who said, this is what he said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. In other words, we're going to use your kids, regardless if they live or die, to implement through foreign policy that what we will, because you're too stupid to figure out what it's really about, said Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile. He is a pedophile. Folks, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-233-0747. Coming back up to our last segment on Sons of Liberty Radio, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hey, Get on, you peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Well, we can see governments trying to take control over the internet now. And that's what I was trying to say earlier. Isn't it interesting how they'll allow the crime? And the reason they allow the crime, namely like through pornography and the such, is because they want crimes to actually bring forth fruit unto death for the purpose that they can come in and regulate. And again, I've said this for years, the more the American people are demoralized, the more government wants control.
Right.
And that's exactly who it works for. And that's why our forefathers rejected tyranny. And they said either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants, said John Adams, said Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. In essence, they said the same thing. And here we are today, but we have the government now trying to control the media outlets on the internet. And folks, this is dangerous.
Yeah,
you're in a dangerous time. They are trying to shut up anybody that speaks out against them. Because that's really your last hope, folks. Don't let them snuff the light out.
And the usurpations are far more on a grander scale than they were even during the Revolution, during the Founding Fathers' time. So we have to understand this. These long train of abuses, it's only getting longer and longer and bigger, but the American people are tolerating it more and more.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
So we need to understand that we have to do something about the problems that we see. Our whole message is prevention is better than cure.
Ayatollah Khomeini was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1979. Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. The Ayatollah came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Human rights, listen to this, friends. Using the youth, he headed up a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who is accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling its executions. Times Magazine Man of the Year, Ayatollah Khomeini. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Times Man of the Year in 1987, and that wasn't good enough, 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its dissolution in 1991, or so you're told. He is a self-proclaimed atheist, and his globalist ideology is being taught in over 10,000 American schools through his socialized program called GLOBE. I said in America, friends. Okay. Barack Hussein Obama, finally, was declared Person of the Year. Not Man of the Year. Well, of course.
Yeah, changed that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Person of the Year. By Time in 2008, that wasn't good enough, so they had to bring it forth again. He was considered Person of the Year in 2012 as well. Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Barack Hussein Obama has been the most destructive president in American history. He's known as the most biblically hostile president, which that's his downfall, not ours, if we allow it or if we don't allow it. He's attempted to attack the foundations of America, tear down the Constitution, attempt to recreate it in his own image. This man has been labeled as America's first gay president. He is a shameless supporter of the murder of children in the womb, an advocate, might I add, even attempting to force private institutions to fund it, and has abused his power over and over, over 900 times, in an attempt to strip American citizens of their rights, also to keep and bear arms, a violation of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, which are protected under the Second Amendment. I want to say this. Clearly, we're in the position right now where we have the freedom to do the right thing, to actually bring forth the definition, understanding, and exhibition through our actions if we're willing to do it. The prevention is better than cure. Because what we see is we see Obama's following in pursuit of dictators, aforementioned by Time Magazine. Are we going to stand back and see what he's going to do to the destruction of America as we know it? And then talk about what we should have done, or are we going to do it beforehand? And that's really what it comes down to. Again, Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Folks, it's prophetically exactly where we're at, to a T. And I want to say this. You can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. And just to set it straight, for the record, and God at no time. You can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time and with God at no time.
That's right. And we want to say that those of you that are listening, you can see that we're out there doing what needs to be done. I mean, we're out there with the people where we want to be. We're out on the West Coast this past week. We're going to be on the East Coast coming up here shortly next month. We want to be able to bring this message and the truth to the people across America. In fact, I just had someone who called in, wanted to become a monthly supporter, and she said, thank you for doing what you do, for giving people, for telling it like it is. That's what she said. Thank you for telling it like it is, because she's so sick and tired of hearing people be, you know, diplomacy is seduction in another guise, as yes. Ben Franklin rightly said. And so she was sick and tired of hearing all the diplomatic way and the answers that people give. We want to hear the truth. We want to hear the truth from the Word of God, and we want to make sure that truth is spread throughout this nation. For those of you that say, I can get behind that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, where it says become a son or daughter of liberty on the radio website. You'll see it there on the right-hand side. And also where it says donate. Please do. If you feel like you want to do just a donation, a one-time donation, click on the Stars and Stripes button that says donate on sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, where it says become a son or daughter of liberty on the right-hand side. Click on that button. You can become a monthly supporter, support who we are and what it is that we do. And I also want to say, for those of you, we just put out our newsletter again today with highlights from our California trip. If you say, hey, I don't get that email, I don't get your newsletter, I want to know what's up with the Sons of Liberty, where you're going, what you're doing, so I can be a part of it and we can do this thing together. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on Contact Us. If you scroll down, it says, please, go ahead and you can click on the button to be able to get our weekly newsletter. So all you have to do is enter in your name, your email address, and then you go ahead and get clicked on there, and you can see the updates of what we're doing. We'll have more updates in the next couple weeks to come because we just covered so much. We're going to kind of spread it out over 2-3 weeks. But for those of you that say, listen, what you're doing is so important. It is so important, but don't be like those people that Tim was talking about today who say, I'm so glad you're out there and do nothing to help the cause and do nothing to fight against the problems that we see today. Don't just say, hey, we support you guys. Hey, glad you're out there. Oh, love watching your show on Dove Television. Love hearing you guys on the radio. Yeah. Listen, we can't be out here unless you support what we do. So don't be like those paper tigers that say, hey, yeah, we support you with your words, but we're not putting feet to our words and supporting you financially to help keep you out there and do what you do.
It really is that important, friends. It really is.
Exactly. So go to the website, become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It kind of just rolled out really quick, didn't it?
I think you're still sleeping on the airplane. Stephanie,
radio.com.
The plane has been on the ground for 4 hours now. We have to go home.
Oh, boy. We're going to have to take a nap here after a while. But for those of you that do want to support, please do, because know that we cannot do what we do without you. And we're excited to bring you more highlights and more things to come out on the East Coast, as Bradley was mentioning, coming up here in March. Also in Wisconsin, going to be doing high school, university, actually Liberty University. Yeah. So it'll be exciting. We'll do lots of these great things, and we'll keep you posted as we go on.
Well, now it's interesting because a lot of those guys at Liberty University, they have starch in their shirts.
Yeah,
they're great guys.
Oh,
don't
absolutely
get me wrong, but
wonderful.
They're calling us in and saying, "Hey, can you guys come out and speak to our students to bridge the gap because we need some help." And by the way, that's how we do that. That's the body of Christ.
That's right.
That's how we're supposed to operate. Not everybody's an apostle. Not everybody's a prophet. Not everybody's a teacher. Not everybody's a pastor. Not everybody's an evangelist.
That's
so
right.
We need the body of Christ to work together for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the work of the ministry.
That's right. And what he was saying is you can speak to our students in a way that I can't because you come from a different perspective. You're a different kind of bird. You know, like you said, you're kind of a speckled bird, but you're the one that can bring forth the message of truth that these students need to hear that's going to motivate them to even continue to do even more than what they're doing, and in some cases motivate them to do something and get out there and seek and save that which is lost, which is our whole heart of what we do. And prevention is better than cure, as you were talking about earlier. We want to make sure that we stop these problems before they happen rather than waiting for the destruction of our country to occur and then wish we would have done something about the problem. We want to learn from history and not make the same mistakes.
Amen.
Amen. I like that.
Well, I give you a little time to finish up and you're kind of sitting there.
Oh, no. I've said everything that I want to say because we highlighted our trip. We're telling them about becoming sons and daughters.
Well, it's usually, hey, hurry up, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm just sitting back just saying, okay, come on, bring it on, sister.
I'm bringing it on. I think I brought it on, and we're excited. You know, and I want to say, too, I want to high-five Brother Tim for what he did out there. I want to thank John Lewis. I do want to thank John Lewis, one of our supporters, meeting us out there in California. Also, Debbie Linden, and we go back and forth. And Tom, we thank you for the Bakersfield Tea Party group. All you guys that brought us in to support what we're doing, we appreciate the opportunity to be able to speak into the hearts and lives of all those who were in attendance, always saturating the airwaves when we're going places, whether or not, like we said earlier in the show, whether or not you're at a grocery store, a gas station, or you're simply getting some Del Taco after an event, and you got the lady across the counter who's just laughing it up because she's getting the truth. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty, speaking and saving that which is lost.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you soon. See ya!
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body.
Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.